continues. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Critics blasting President Biden for saying in a speech in Warsaw that Russia's president cannot remain in power. The White House tried to clarify the comment, saying that he was not calling for a regime change, but meant that Putin cannot be allowed to exercise power over neighboring countries. New York Republican Representative Claudia Tenney.
The problem is with Joe Biden, as with most career politicians who never have a tough race, is that when you scratch the surface, you get more surface and you don't get depth, credibility, and clarity, which is what our allies and what America needs.
Ukrainian ambassador to the U.S., Oksana Markarova, had this to say about the president's remark.
We heard President Biden loud and clear that U.S. is and will be with Ukraine in this fight. Mm-hmm. We clearly understand in Ukraine that anyone who's a war criminal, who attacked neighboring country, who's doing all these atrocities together with all the Russians that are involved, definitely cannot stay in power in a civilized world.
Markarova on NBC's Meet the Press. President Biden is now back in Washington after his trip to Europe.
President Biden spent 3 days in Europe. During that trip, met with European leaders to coordinate the massive sanctions campaign against the Russian regime. President Biden also met with Ukrainian refugees in Europe. They're called Putin a butcher. The United States also announced it's going to provide Europe with more natural gas. European nations are heavily dependent on Russian oil and gas, though it would take years of help to actually get Europe off Russian energy.
Fox's Rich Edson at the White House. A bit of relief at the pump. The Lundberg survey reports the average price of a gallon of regular grade gasoline dropped 6 cents over the past 2 weeks to $4.37 a gallon. That follows 9 straight weeks of price hikes. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A former U.S. ambassador to NATO says Russian President Vladimir Putin underestimated the alliance's unity.
Former NATO ambassador Kurt Volker says Russian leaders underestimated Ukraine's armed forces and the resolve of Western nations to slap sanctions on the Kremlin.
I don't think that he thought that the Germans or others would go along with banning Russian banks from the SWIFT transfer system, stopping Nord Stream 2.
Volker, who was a special envoy to Ukraine during the Trump administration, also advocates for a NATO-led no-fly zone.
But just from a humanitarian point of view, there is a reason to try to create some top cover for them, some safe passage.
President Biden and other world leaders have rejected a no-fly zone, arguing it would put Western forces in conflict with Russia and escalate hostilities. Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A fast-moving wildfire in Colorado is now about 20% contained after it forced the evacuation of nearly 20,000 people southeast of Boulder. Fox affiliate KDVR Denver's Carly Moore spoke with residents waiting out the wildfire. Fire at a school.
A section of Boulder County covered in smoke again. Dozens gathering at Fairview High School to watch and wait.
Unfortunately, watch a fire, but it's a nice way to get out and meet people and get some fresh air, and not the best circumstances for it.
Despite the wind dying down, the smell of smoke has definitely gotten thicker.
The evacuation order covers 8,000 homes and 7,000 structures. The cause of the blaze still has not been determined. Britain's Prince William says he'll support whatever decision Cara Caribbean nations make in regard to their relationship with the crown. Williams, second in line to the throne, made the comments after an eight-day tour of Belize, Jamaica, and the Bahamas, during which he and wife Kate were celebrated, but they were also criticized as being tone-deaf for perpetuating images of Britain's colonial rule. I'm Joe Chu, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.